平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这也是我今年同你们交通的最后的一次。
This is the last sharing I will have you this year.
好，没有开始以前，我们还是一定祷告仰望主。
Now, before we begin, shall we have a word of prayer? Let's lift up everything to the Lord.
亲爱的主，你不但是亚伯拉罕的神，也是我们的神。
Dear Lord, not only are you the God of Abraham, you are also our God.
你也是我们的主宰。
You are our master.
万神之神，万主之主。
King of kings and God of gods.
我们清晨早晨，我们就来到你宝座的面前。敬拜、赞美、称颂、感谢你。
This early morning, we come before your throne to give thanks to you, to praise you, to bless you, and to worship you.
但愿我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父。
May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, God of glory,
能够把智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Give to us this spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照亮我们心里的眼目，让我们真知道你。
Enlighten the eyes of our heart in the full knowledge of Him.
知道你的恩召有何等大的指望，你在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，也让我们知道你在信的人身上所现的能力又是何等的浩大。
To know the greatness of your calling and the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and also to know the surpassing greatness of your power among those who believe in you.
所以我们清晨的早晨，我们就来到你宝座的跟前，确信在你的跟前。
Therefore, early this morning, we come before your throne and we bow down before you.
按着你丰盛的荣耀，随着你的灵。叫我们里面的人能刚强起来。
According to the riches of your glory, strengthen us with might through your Holy Spirit in our inner man.
叫基督在我们心里成了极大的能力。
So that through faith, Christ Jesus will become our surpassing power.
亲爱的主，你已经讲过了，讲了一次、两次，能力是属于你的，慈爱也是。
Dear Lord, you have spoken once and twice. Loving kindness is from you and also is power.
所以我们仰望你。
Therefore, we lift up our eyes to you.
求你把这个能力充充满满的充满你的仆人，充满我们翻译的姊妹。
Fill your servant and the sister who translates this power.
要是出于你的话，没有一句不是带着能力的。
Because not a word is void of power that proceeds from your mouth.
主啊，你能力的话能够造就人、建造人、勉励人。
Lord, your powerful word will be able to edify, build up, and encourage man.
所以我们仰望你。
Therefore, we hope in you.
但愿今天早晨所有在座的。你宝血买书的儿女也都能够仰望你。
May all the children whom are bought by your precious blood also lift up their eyes unto you.
主，愿你无论是在信息的一段时间，等一会不平的一段时间，让你得到荣耀，得到称赞，得到高举，得到赞美。
Lord, may you be highly exalted, praised, and worshipped, and during this time, and also the following breaking bread time.
也让你的儿女学着讲开你的信息，学着禀备，我们能够再次的刚强起来，再次的火热起来，再次的复兴起来。
So that your children will be once again be zealous, be revived through the message from the pulpit and also.From breaking bread.
荣耀都归给你。
Glory be unto you.
祝福恩典归给所有你的儿女。
Blessings and grace be unto all those children who belong to you.
至高处归我们的主。
To our God in the holiest.
平安喜乐归给所有你的人。
And also peace and joy to all those who you are pleased with.
祷告祈求是耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray and ask in Lord Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，我们来读三段圣经。
Brothers and sisters, we will read three passages.
我们一处我们来看路加福音。
The first one is from Luke.
14章。
Chapter 14.
25节。
Verse 25.
到27节
2:27
有基督的人和耶稣同行，他就转过来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母妻子儿女弟兄姊妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
Verse 25, Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciples.
这里的爱原文是恨。
Here, in its original, the word is actually hate. In Chinese, it says love.
所以这里说，你们若不恨自己的父母，不恨自己的妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹，就不能做我的门徒。还有弟兄姊妹，若是这样的翻译，这个原文是这样的翻译，你觉得奇怪吗？
So the verse actually says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters,brothers and sisters, do you think it's strange in the way it says so?
好，我们再来念马太福音。
Matthew.
我们知道这里的恨原文是个比较解。
We know that the word hate is used here in a comparative sense.
主耶稣的意思说，你要胜过我，胜过你的父母，胜过你的妻子，胜过你的儿女。胜过你的弟兄和姊妹，胜过你自己的生命，是应该这样翻译就对。
So the correct translation should be, the Lord is saying, if anyone comes to me and he has to love me more than his father, more than his mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even more than his own life.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Now we will read Matthew 10.
37-39.
Here it shows us very clearly.
爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒，就是不要爱父母过于爱主，主放在最高的地位，首要的地位，爱他胜过爱你的父母。
That he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. You should always place God in the highest, the most prominent place.
爱儿女的过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒，不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒，我们就念到这里。
And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. We now pause here from the scripture reading.
好，我们最后念一段罗马书第十一章。
Again, one more verse in Romans 11.
弟兄姊妹，还记得九月份我用了很多时间给你们交通罗马书的第九章第十节到第十六节，你们还记得？
I hope you still remember in my September sharing, I spent a lot of time on chapter 9 verses 10 through 16.
就是讲到主耶稣在这里讲到雅各讲到以扫，对不对？雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恨的，这是我九月份托你们交通的重点。
The focus of this whole passage is that what the Lord says, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated.
我们也讲到这个满心怜悯大有慈悲嘛，弟兄姊妹应该还记得我用了旧约有八处的地方证实我们的父神是满心怜悯大有慈悲的。
And also I use eight references in Old Testament to prove to you that our Lord is God the Father is very compassionate and is merciful.
然后我用了七处的新约的圣经证实他的儿子主耶稣基督也是满心怜悯大有慈悲的。我想我不再重复了，你们应该都记得。
Likewise, I also use seven references in New Testament to show you that our God is very compassionate and is merciful, which I will not repeat again.
最后我就交通到罗马书这个第九章的那第十节到第十六节，对不对？但是我们还没有交通完。我想今天我们还要花一点时间，我们继续来交通。
Then I share on Romans 9 verses 10 to 16. Yes, I did not finish my sharing. So today I'd like to just start with sharing more on this passage.
因为这里也是讲到满心怜悯，大有慈悲，我就进一步的用罗马书第九章的这一段，同弟兄姊妹交通的。
This is actually one step further on my sharing to show you that our God is very compassionate and merciful.
我们都知道从第九章第十节到第十六节，等会我们来念罗马书十一章的三十节到三十二节，一共是十节的圣经，但是其中有六处提到怜悯，怜悯，怜悯，怜悯，十节圣经有六节圣经讲到怜悯。
We will read from chapter 9 verse 10 through 16 plus chapter 11 verses 30 to 32. In these 10 verses, mercy is mentioned 6 times.
好，这个我们来念这个第三十节，十一章罗马书十一章的三十节一直到三十六节。
Now we will read Romans 11, verse
30 to 36. 好，就请翻译的姊妹给我们念吧，省点时间，我们就不翻这个中文了。
To save time, we just read the English version. Romans 11, verse 30. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience, even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
感谢主，我们看到这个三十二节，神将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要怜悯众人。哎呀，接下来保罗禁不住的他说圣哉，神丰富的智慧和知识。
In verse 32, we see that God has shut up all in disobedience that he might have mercy on all. And then Paul couldn't help but express his doxology.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们先花一点时间把我们这个第九讲这个我们知道上个月我们是讲到福音的奥秘第三讲然后呢这个得胜者我们的主题不要忘了牧师最最重要的信息就是得胜者第十二讲。今天呢我们就是十三讲，然后呢福音奥秘呢 是第四讲，我们还有一讲才能够讲完福音的奥秘，那就是要到2024年。
Last time I shared with you on the mystery of the gospel, and I have shared on that three times again already, so this is the fourth time I share on this topic. Yes, it's under the grand theme of being overcomers. And so, from that perspective, this is my 13th sharing with you.
弟兄姊妹，我们还要念一段这个罗马书第十一章的25-26。
And this is topic of the gospel, the mystery of the gospel will be further explained in my next sharing, but now we will read.
刚刚念过了
Romans.
我是要念第十一章的前面。
We will read Romans 11.
25-26.
Verses 25-26.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自己以为聪明。就是以色列人有几分是因信的，等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。正如经上所记，必有一位救主从西安出来，要消除雅各家一切的罪恶。这就是我们刚刚念的后面的这一段，大在今天的这个讲到那个奥秘嘛，神的智慧嘛，我们看到不但外邦人得救的人数要填满，以色列他们到最后全家都要蒙拯救。我们感谢神，这就是神的智慧，大在金钱的奥秘，无人不以为然。这个就是胜在神丰富的智慧和知识。
Romans 11 verse 25, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it's written, the deliverer will come out of Zion and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. This is what verse 33 Paul says, oh, the depths of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, because Jews will eventually be saved. All the house of Jews will be saved after the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚我讲到了，我们还有点补充就是满心怜悯，大有慈悲，大概再花个10-15分钟。我们就把这个题目算是讲完了。
Brothers and sisters, I probably will take another 10 to 15 minutes to add to my topic of our God being very compassionate and being merciful, and then I will be done with this topic.
那就是罗马书的第九章第十节一直到第十六节，我们交通到14-13节，我们刚刚已经讲过了。耶和华说，我将来要叫大的能够服侍小的。接下来他又讲到，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恨的。
From Romans 9:10-16, I have mentioned to you about what the Lord said, that the older will serve the younger, and Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated.
神爱雅各，我们知道我们的神是全知的神。
God loves Jacob because we know he is omniscient.
雅各他知道有一天虽然要经过一段长的时间，50-60年的时间，他要改变，他要变成以色列，他要成为王子。所以神是全知的，所以他说雅各是我所爱的。
Because he is omniscient, so he knows that even it might take 50-60 years for Jacob to change, eventually he would become a prince, become Israel. Therefore, we can understand why he loves him.
神是全知的，他当然也知道以扫要实在来说要比雅各 要这个忠厚的多，我想神一定知道的，对不对？
Likewise, since he is all-knowing, of course he knows that Esau, he is more generous, more faithful than Jacob.
所以九月份我讲得很清楚了，我用了创世纪这段话，我们看到以扫的忠厚，对不对？
And here in Genesis we see Esau has been very magnanimous. So that's what I shared last time.
这个神一定知道。
God knows it all.
但是为什么这里说耶和华恨以扫呢？哎呀哥，我刚才就解释了，他为什么要恨呢？我们知道这个原文也不是恨，是一个比较解。他爱雅各胜过爱以扫。
Then why does God hate Esau? And we understand that in its original language, it's also used in a comparative sentence.
因为神知道以扫就是这个样，他也不会像雅各这么改变变化，对不对？
God has known that Esau would remain the same, not as Jacob who will be transformed.
但是我们也知道公义公平是神宝座的根基。以扫既然没有犯过什么大罪，那神为什么去恨他呢？对不对？所以这里的恨是一个比较解，不是讲恨。
We know that righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne, since Esau has never committed any grave sins. So we know that when God says Esau I have hated, it simply means it's being used in a comparative class, indicating he loved Jacob more than Esau.
路加福音14章我们已经念过了，这里当然不是恨，要你恨父母，要恨这个妻子啊，弟兄姊妹啊，兄弟姊妹啊，绝对不是，对不对？圣经里无论是旧约无论新约，都是要教我们要爱，爱神爱人，这是不改变的真理。
In Old Testament and New Testament, there is a truth which never changes. That is to love God and love your neighbor. In Luke 14, we have seen also that even when the Lord says that if you do not hate your parents, your siblings, or your wife, your children, you cannot be my disciples. But we know he's saying that you should love me most.More than anything else.
特别是孝敬父母嘛，你到旧约出埃及记20章，神在西南山宣布10条诫命嘛。我们知道第五条就是要叫我们孝敬父母嘛，叫你年日能够延长嘛，能够得福嘛。
Especially in the matter of honor your father and mother, we know in Exodus the 5th item of the Lord's.Commandments is to love, to honor your father and your mother, because in doing this way, it will be well for you to be on earth and your life will be prolonged.
到了新约，
But in New Testament,
以弗所书的第6章1节到3节也是讲这个嘛，保罗教导我们嘛，对不对？你们做儿女的要在主里面听从你们的父母，这是理所当然的。接下来他说你们要孝敬父母，教你们怎么年日能够延长长寿，能够得福，这是第一条带着允许的诫命嘛，对不对？新约旧约绝对是一样的真理，没有改变。
So in New Testament we also read in Ephesians 6:1-3 that we should obey parents in the Lord, for this is right.Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. So it's the same truth. It's never been changed, whether it's in New Testament or New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，你还记得我曾经讲过主耶稣在断气的时候发生了5个神迹吗？打十字架上共讲了7句话吗？你们还记得？
Brothers and sisters, do you recall that when our Lord breathed his last on the cross, he said 7 statements?
这个神迹一共有5个嘛，我只讲了2个半，还有2个半我还没有讲，所以以后明年 我一定还会讲这是非常重要的五个神迹。
At the same time, also five miracles happened. I only share with you about 2.5 miracles. These are very, very crucial, which I will pick up later on next year.
我们都知道他这句话在9点到12点早晨九点到十二点他第三句话就是最后一句话是什么弟兄姊妹还记得吗
Our Lord stayed on the cross from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. 6 hours. And do you still remember the third word that our Lord uttered on the cross?
这是主耶稣最痛苦的时候。
This is when he was in most anguish.
但是我们的主我上次讲了这是我们最好的榜样孝敬父母。
Yet as I mentioned last time, he's our best example regarding honor your father and mother.
他最痛苦的时候想到他的妈妈。
When he was most painful, he remembered his mother.
我们知道十字架的底下所有的门徒都逃走了只有最爱主耶稣主耶稣最爱的约翰在十字架的底下看着主耶稣基督。
During this time, all his disciples fled, and only John and his mother are there. John, the very disciple that loved the Lord, whom the Lord loved also.
还有马大拉跟玛利亚，还有主耶稣的母亲，他们没有走在十字架底下看着我们的主，他们的心都像刀一样的、刺一样的。难过痛苦
And also Mary Magdalene, three of them were gazing upon our Lord Jesus Christ. Their hearts are as though being pierced through by knives.
主耶稣在十字架上第三句话怎么讲的
What does
他对着他妈妈说看你的儿子然后对着约翰说看你的母亲从那一天开始约翰就照顾玛利亚看顾玛利亚
The third word that our Lord said on the cross is toward his mother he says woman behold your son and toward John he says behold your mother and from that day on John took our Lord Jesus Christ's mother in and provide her for her
我那时候就说了这是我自己估猜哦这个玛利亚大概差不多50多60岁不到我说2000年以前50-60岁的这个妇女啊已经是非常苍老的需要人照顾需要人来看顾的
And this is my own estimate that Mary at this time probably was in her 50s, not yet 60 years old. And women during that time at this age would look very old, haggard.
后来我看到提摩太前书第五章这个你去看两节一个第九节提摩太前书第五章第九节还有第十六节讲什么就是讲到寡妇几岁啊60岁就是古差的那个60岁
And also because Mary at this time would soon become a widow and then here in 1 Timothy as I read chapter 5 verse 8 and verse 16 the two verses tell us who can be qualified as widows during that time they have to be at least 60 years old
寡妇60岁她家里若是有人就应当有责任照顾这个寡妇当然这个寡妇还有一点条件我想我不详细讲
If this widow has family members they are obliged to taking care of her of course there are some conditions set for the widow to be provided for by the church
她家里若是没有亲人呢那教会就有责任来照顾看顾那个60岁的那个寡妇对不对60岁一点不错
Now, if this woman has no family members around and being 60 years old, the church has the responsibility to provide for and take care of her.
所以你看主耶稣已经留下了这么好的榜样，就是孝顺父母，对不对？
So you see what a good example our Lord has left us regarding this filial piety.
所以我们刚刚念了《路加福音》十四章，这是个比较诫，不是叫你恨，怎么可能要恨你的父母，对不对？这个到了《马太福音》第十章，就叫我们看得很清楚了，爱主胜过爱一切。
As Luke 14, now by now we should be clear that it does not tell us to hate our parents or our children, our siblings, and simply it's being used in a comparative sense that just as Matthew 10 tells us, even more clear that we should love our Lord more than the others in order to be worthy of Him and to become His disciples.
所以我就把整个这一段路加福音已经解释得很清楚了。
So I hope I have explained the Luke passage very clearly to you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神是满心怜悯大有慈悲的主。
The Lord is truly very compassionate and full of mercy.
我所以花这么多的时间同弟兄姊妹交通，我想你若是真正的明白相信我们的主是满心怜悯大有慈悲，你就能够面对特别是今天末世任何的情况危机困苦，你都能够应付坦然的对待。
The reason I have spent so much time with you to make sure you understand that our Lord is compassionate and is very merciful is because if you truly understand this and believe itthat especially during these end times, when you are facing all kinds of conundrums, afflictions, you will be able to tackle all these issues with confidence.
我们的神把所有的人都圈在那个不顺服中，他是为了要怜悯所有的人。
Our Lord has shut us all in disobedience so that He might have mercy on us.
本来福音是传给犹太人的，对不对？你看这个《使徒行传》这个第二章五旬节，3,000+上万人都是犹太人。
Now originally that this gospel is preached to the Jews only. So during the day of Pentecost, you see people 3,000, 5,000, all the Jews came to believe in the Lord.
但是很奇怪，逐渐的。犹太人却不相信主耶稣基督就是弥赛亚，就是基督。
But very strangely, bit by bit, all these Jews did not believe Jesus Christ is the Messiah they've been hoping for.
因着他们的不相信，感谢主，福音临到了外邦人。
And because of their disbelief, thank the Lord that the gospel has now come to the Gentiles.
所以我们刚刚念的罗马书第十一章讲得很清楚。这个奥秘我不愿意你们亲爱的弟兄你们不明白，恐怕你们自作聪明。这个奥秘就是以色列有几分应信的，等到外邦人得救的人数填满了，他们全家都要得救。
This is what Romans 11:25 tells us, that Paul says, I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mysterylest you should be wise in your own opinion that partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
必有一位救主从锡安而出，他要除去雅各家一切的罪恶。
And the deliverer will come out of Zion. He will turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
我想这是预言了，就是末世的时候。以色列全家都要得救。
This is a prophecy regarding the house of Israel in the end times.
他们要进入千年国度，他们要做祭司啊！早晨你们在上主日学的时候弟兄也给我们交通到了。
They will all be saved, and they will enter this millennium kingdom to become priests.
好了，我想这一段我们已经解释得很清楚了。
Now, I believe I have expounded this paragraph quite clearly.
接下来一段时间我要同你们交通的，我上次讲了。我们讲到福音的奥秘第三讲的时候，我讲到了神造人，照着他的形象。样式造人的，但是我没有仔细的解释什么叫形象，什么叫样式，所以接下来的半个小时呢，我就交通这方面。
In my last sharing on the mystery of the gospel, I told you that we are created in the image of God according to His likeness, but I did not delve into all the details. So the following half an hour, I would like to devote it to this topic.
刚刚弟兄给我们念的《创世纪》第一章二十四到二十八节。
Now our brother just read Genesis 1:24-28.
神造万有，昆虫啊，野兽啊，这个生畜啊，是有就有了。It was so 就成了。
God created all the creatures on earth, reptiles and.All the cattle, and when God says all this, His words, then it was so.
但是他造人就不简单了，照着他的形象样式。为什么要照着他的形象样式？要叫他们管理治理他所造的天地海所有的这些东西，要叫人把人抬高到一个。珍贵荣耀的地位，代表神来管理，对不对？做海陆空的司令员。
Now, when God made man, it's not as easy a job. He made man in order for us to subdue and also have dominion over air, land, and sea. So man should be the commander of all over the world.
什么叫形象?
What is that when God says, I will make man our image?
英文就是 image.
Image.
形象就是神的性情、神的性格、基督的美德。
Image is the character, the personality of God and the virtues of Christ.
最最重要的圣洁。
The most important one is His holiness.
你去看诗篇九十九篇
If you read Psalm 99
诗篇九十九篇的第三节也好第五节也好一共九节第九节也好都讲什么 He is holy
In Psalm 99 three places it's mentioned that He is holy 3, 5, 9
第九节说 The LordOur God is holy.
Verse 9, Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
弟兄姊妹，一讲到 holy, 我们都知道就是祭司嘛。祭司是最圣洁的。
Brothers and sisters, the moment we talked about being holy, we would think of priests.Because they are supposed to be the most holy ones.
你看旧约的祭司啊，头上一个冠冕，冠冕上面一个金的牌，对不对？ Holy to the Lord.
If you read the Old Testament, you see the priests would wear this crown of gold, and there is a plate on the crown, and it says, Holiness to the Lord.
若是你去看以赛亚书五十二章十一节。
And Isaiah 52:11.
在那里讲什么？你们要离开吧，离开吧，从巴比伦出来，不要占领不洁之物，从其中出来。接下来怎么讲？你们刚抬耶和华器皿的人，你们要什么？你们要圣洁。
Isaiah 52:11, we read, "Depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing." Go out from the midst of her. Be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord.
刚抬耶和华器皿是谁啊？祭司嘛。
Who are these who bear the vessels of the Lord? The priests.
祭司是最圣洁的。
So priests are the most holy ones.
今天你我都是祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
Brothers and sisters, today you and I are the kingdom of priesthood and a holy nation.
彼得前书第二章第九节，你去看看。
First Peter 2:9, read it.
彼得这么讲，唯有我们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，好叫我们宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明之的美德。
You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of His darkness into His marvelous light.
你们本来是不蒙怜悯的，现在蒙了怜悯；本来不是属神的子民，现在成了神的子民。
You once were not a people, but now are people of God. You had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy.
哎呀，我这个想到出埃及记第十九章。
Then I remember Exodus 19.
你去看第一节和第三节到第六节。
If you read verses 1 through 3, all the way to
6, 以色列百姓出了埃及第三个月。
After all the Israelites left Egypt on the third day,
耶和华就吩咐摩西对以色列百姓讲这些话。
God told Moses to command him to speak these words to Israelites.
他怎么讲呢？他说，我在埃及所行的事，你们在我面前都看见了。
He said that you have seen all the things I have done in Egypt.
你们也看见我像什么老鹰把小鹰背在翅膀上带来归我，对不对？
And you have seen how I carry you on eagle's wings to bring you to me.
你们都看见了。
You have all seen this.
现在你对摩西说，你去告诉以色列的百姓。
So God said to Moses, now tell Israelites.
你们若是能够遵守我的命令，守我的约，我就叫你们做属我的子民。
If you obey my voice and keep my commandments, you shall be a special treasure to me.
全地都是我的。
The whole land is mine.
你们要做我君，你们要做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。你要去对这些以色列百姓。
You shall be a kingdom priest and a holy nation. Say these words to the people.
感谢主。这个话其实就是对着我们今天讲的，虽然他们那时候对以色列人讲的，其实我们是真以色列人，我们都是从埃及领出来的，对不对？在法老王就是撒旦的手中，我们得到了自由。
Even though this passage is spoken toward Israelites, but actually it's also spoken to us because we are true Israelites.And that Pharaoh was Satan. Now we have been set free from under him.
我们都是祭司，不要忘掉。
So we are all priests. Do not forget this.
刚刚弟兄念的，启示录第五章那一段话，很清楚的给我们看见。
Revelation 5 is said so expressly as our brother read for us.
他们在那里唱新歌说：“你配揭开这书卷。”打开这七印，为什么？因为你用自己的血从各族、各民、各方、各国买了人来归给神，做什么？做君王，做祭司。这个国民原文就是做君王、做祭司，归于神。
Now,
在地上执掌王权。
Verse 9, and they sang a new song, saying,You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. You were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation and have made us kings and priests to our God and we shall reign on the earth.
我上次用了启示录二十二章第三节到第五节，弟兄姊妹还记得？
Last time I shared with you quoting Chapter 22, verses 3 to 5.
那里说不再有咒诅，不再有咒诅了。
There shall be no more curse, no more curse.
城中有神和羔羊的宝座。
And the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in the city.
接下来说他们要做什么？做神的仆人，侍奉他。
And the verses continue to tell us they shall be God's servants to do what? To serve Him.
这里讲的就是祭司。第一，讲祭司。
Here, the verse speaks of priests.
这千年国也好，我们都是祭司。
In the millennium kingdom, we're all priests.
侍奉神，侍奉人的。
And we serve God as well as man.
我们侍奉人，我们就是祭司，不要忘了四件事。弟兄姊妹，今天你我都是祭司，有四件事你不要忘掉。
Brothers and sisters, today you and I are all priests, but there are four things that priests do. Please do not forget these.
第一就是献祭嘛，祭司就是献祭嘛，为自己献，为着百姓献祭，这叫祭司。
The first thing priests do is to offer sacrifices to God as well offer sacrifices for man.
你去看罗马书十五章十六节。
Romans 15:16。
保罗说：“我做福音的祭司。”
Paul says that I am a minister of the gospel.
叫线上的外邦人，
你说
圣灵成为圣洁，可以蒙悦纳。献什么？就是传福音嘛，叫人得救了。信主了，把它献给神，这是神最喜欢、最喜欢的那一个祭物。
Paul is saying, I minister as a priest the gospel of God, so that all the Gentiles will be saved, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit, and then he offered them to God. And this is the most pleasing sacrifice that our God enjoys. That's why we go out, we share the gospel, and when they are saved, they are brought to God.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘了，我们都是祭司。
So brothers and sisters, do not forget,
we
are all priests.
我们都要献祭。
We all have to make an offering, a sacrifice to God.
我们要忠心的、殷勤的去传福音。
Therefore, diligently, faithfully, we preach the gospel.
第二件事，烧香。
The second thing that priests do is to burn incense.
烧香是什么？
What is this?
祷告嘛，对不对？
That is to pray.
我们都有责任祈求祷告。
We all,
以弗所书第六章到最后的武器，那就是靠着圣灵随时都放祈求祷告嘛，为着众圣徒，为着传道人，为着这个，为个那样，我们都有责任祷告。
That means that we have this responsibility to pray, to supplicate, just as Ephesians 6.Toward the end of the full armor of God, Paul says we should pray always with all prayer and supplication for all the saints, even for Paul himself.
第三件事呢?
The third thing,
我们知道点灯，点灯。
Priest,
实在灯都要及时点的，对不对?
The third thing priests do is to light the lamps, seven lamps.The priests have to light each single one.
这就是我们刚刚念的彼得前书的第二章的第九节嘛。
And isn't this the First Peter chapter 2:9 we just read?
宣扬那照我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德嘛。
That is to proclaim the excellencies of God who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
腓立比书第二章也有一段话嘛。
Philippians 2 also has this passage.
在外缺被藐的时代，我们做神无瑕疵的儿女，显在这个时代中间，好像明光照耀，把生命的道彰显出来。这是第四，不要忘掉。
And Paul also says in Philippians chapter 2 that in the midst of this perverse and crooked generation,We should be innocent and blameless, as children of God without fault, as lights that shine into the world, and we should hold forth this word of life. Do not forget this.
第四件事是什么？
The fourth thing is,
不要忘了，每一天都要换，一个礼拜要换一次什么？陈设饼。
Every week that priests have to replace the old show bread and to put on the new ones.
陈设饼是最圣洁的。
And show bread is the most sacred ones.
所有献给神的陈设饼是最圣洁的。只有祭司换下来可以吃的，因为祭司是圣的。
Now, among all the offerings made to the Lord, show bread is the most holy one. And only priests are allowed to eat the show bread that have been replaced by new ones.
我刚刚讲到祭司是圣洁的，想到哪些人嘛？我们都是众生做哪些人的，我们可以服侍神。什么叫哪些人？这个原文就是分别为圣，归给神，这叫哪些人。你我都是哪些人。
As we talk about the priest, I think of being Nazarite. What does that mean? That means you have been set apart in holiness unto the Lord. And that's exactly what you and I are.
陈设饼就是生命的流露。
The show bread.
生命的流露。
The show bread is actually the outflowing of life.
感谢主，我们有了神的形象样式，我们还要有生命嘛。
Thank the Lord, we have His image, His likeness, we also have His life.
这个生命还要成长，还要改变，哎呀，不简单呢。
It's a very trying job for this type to grow up, to be changed.
我们能够磨成神儿子的形象吗？
So that we could all be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
彼得后书第三章最后说，我们荣上加荣，就好像主的灵变成的嘛。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says that we will be transformed from glory to glory just as being changed by the same spirit.
这就是生命的流露。
And this is the outflowing of life.
沾于我们身上，生命不断成长，然后不断的流露出来。
The life in you and me will continue to mature and it will outflow itself.
所以这四件事不要忘掉，我们这些做祭司的都要去做的，进我们的这里。
So these four things being priests have to do, do not forget them. We have to fulfill our duties.
然后呢，还有样式 likeness.
As to likeness,
Likeness 是什么？
What is it?
就是有权柄，有能力，有智慧，有正言，这叫君王，我们要做君王。
Likeness means we shall be kings, with authority, with power, with majesty, with wisdom.
哎呀，想到这里，我们就想到刚刚我念的，这个罗马书第十一章，到最后，哎呀，保罗被感动了。圣哉，圣丰富的智慧和知识，对不对？谁知道你的心呢？谁做过你的谋士呢？谁先给了你叫你赏还的？万有都是本于你，依靠你，也都要归于你。什么叫都是这个万有都是属于你的？过去依靠你，现在都要归于将来，对不对？哎呀，保罗说，圣哉，丰富的智慧，这是神的智慧，不要忘掉。
As we speak of being kings, I cannot help but recall Romans 11 we just read, when Paul was so touched by the Spirit, he said, Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, who has known the mind of the Lord, who has...become his counselor who has first given to him and shall be repaid to him. For of him which speaks of the past and through him which speaks of now and to him which speaks of the age to come are all things to whom be glory forever. Amen.
这个我就想到哥林多前书第二章第七节，这里讲什么？
I also remember 1 Corinthians 2 9,
第二章第七节说
what does Paul say here?
我们所讲的是什么？乃是隐藏神什么奥秘的智慧。
Paul says that we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, a hidden wisdom.
就是什么？神在万古之先就已经预定我们的什么的荣耀。
What is the wisdom in a history, in a mystery and also hidden? That is God predestined us before the ages for our glory.
什么荣耀？
What glory is
this? 哎呀，不得了的荣耀。
This is a remarkable glory.
在千年国度中，我们要做祭司，要做君王，与基督一同掌权管理。到了新天新地，我们还是仍然同主耶稣基督一同来管理新的天新的地，直到永永远远。哎呀，你看看这个荣耀有多大，万古之先已经预定了。
What is this remarkable glory that is in his millennium kingdom? We shall be his kings, we shall be his priests, to have dominion over all things, not only in the thousand-year kingdom, but also into a new heaven and new earth, unto all eternity. And all this glory has already been predestined before the ages.
神难道说不知道我们要失败吗？我们要堕落吗？我们要被赶出伊甸园吗？
Doesn't God know that we will stumble, we will fail, we will be driven out of the Garden of Eden?
感谢神，这就是神的智慧，在这里就更多的显明出来了，他的荣耀，他的能力，他的怜悯恩典。
Thank God, this is exactly where God's wisdom is. Here we could see God'swisdom, His mercy, His loving kindness, His glory.
从前我们是什么样的人？我们都是悖逆之子，苦怒之子，我们都是火湖的材料。这不然我不是也讲过了，我们的性情多肮脏，多败坏。
Who were we before? We were children of wrath. Sons of disobedience, we are the very materials for a lake of fire. And I talk about all this, how ugly, how filthy we were.
有多丑陋啊！
How ugly we were.
神不是不知道。
It's not that God does not know all about this.
哎呀，但是他有智慧，有丰富的智慧。
But he has this wisdom and this riches of wisdom.
他能改变我们，他能变化我们
，change transform us。
我曾经用了创世纪第十七章，对着摩西所讲的话。
Genesis 17.
El Shaddai， 我是全能的神，全作全分的人，所以你要在我面前做完全的人。
I once share with you Genesis 17. The Lord says that.I am El Shaddai, I am God the Almighty, the All-Sufficient One. Therefore, be blameless and walk before me.
我们刚刚讲了祭司是最圣洁的了嘛？以弗所第一章第三节怎么讲的？
We mentioned that the priests are the most holy ones. Ephesians 1:3, what does it say?
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾将天上各样属灵的福气都给了我们。什么福气啊？八种福气。第一个，创世以前就在基督里拣选了你，拣选了我。
In Ephesians 1, we read that blessed be the God of and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in Christ in the heavenly places. And what are all these blessings? The number 8, He has chosen us. He has chosen us before the foundation of the world.
又叫我们在他的里面成为什么？成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。感谢神。
So that we could be without blame, holy in Christ, thank God.
我还是讲了，圣洁是我们神的性情最最特现的。最明显的就是圣洁，我们的神 就是圣洁的神，我们也是。
I want to say it again, the most prominent character of our God is His holiness. So likewise, we should be the same.
你看哥林多后书第四章嘛，大概二十多节吧，这里讲什么？照着他的形象造的，有什么真理的人和圣洁，又讲到圣洁。
In Ephesians chapter 4, toward the end, Paul says that we are created according to God in the righteousness and holiness of the truth.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is our glorious hope.
所以哥林德后书第四章保罗怎么讲的？外体一天毁坏一天，里面的人要一天心思一天，对不对？
So in 2 Corinthians we read that we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing day by day, but our inward man is being renewed.
自沾自清的苦楚要为我们换接种无比永远的荣耀，我们不是顾念所见的，是顾念所不见的。
And our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is producing in us this eternal weight of glory far beyond comparison. And we do not look at things seen, but we look at things not seen.
我们有这样一个荣耀的盼望。
We have such glorious hope.
今天我们已经是祭司了，也已经是君王了，对不对？
Today we are priests, we are kings.
但是我们还在什么实习 intern?
But yet we are still in our internship.
我们知道 intern 是最辛苦的。
We know being intern is most exacting.
假设你是做医生的。
If you're a doctor.
你还有一个段实习的阶段嘛 ,intern 嘛，对不对？
You have to go through this internship first.
哎呀 ,intern 做医生是最辛苦 ,16 个小时一天。
Internship is most exacting, sometimes back-breaking, because you have to work 16 hours a day.
但是一年多了以后
But after,
就挂牌做医生了，看先生。
But after a little bit more than 1 year, and then you can hang up your shingle and start practicing as a doctor.
所以我们不要上当，弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters, let us not lose heart.
看啊，我必快来。
Behold, I am coming.
所以我还有一次福音的奥秘第五讲。
So I have the fifth sharing on the mystery of the gospel.
你先去看看启示录第二十二章。
But I would like ask you to read Revelation chapter 22.
三次提到，看啊，我必快来。
Three times, behold, I'm coming quickly is mentioned.
第七节他说干啊我必快来，你要是遵守我的命令你又有福了，对不对？
Verse 7 Behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
13、14节又讲到看啊我必快来，赏罚在我，我要照着个人所行的奖赏给他。我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是首先的，我是幕后的，我是初，我是中，有没有六次提到 I am 英文翻译里面没有一句英文翻译是这样翻译，只有中文。
Verse 12 and verse 13 And behold, I am coming quickly. My reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginningAnd the end, the first and the last, six times, it mentions that I am, it's especially so in Chinese version.
姊妹读的大概是 NIV 的，所以不是这样翻译，只有中文，感谢主，中文把这个原意完全翻译出来了。The great I am.
The Chinese version really has expressed the very meaning of what the Lord says, I am.I am the great I am. Not other versions The version I read is New King James. It does say I am.
到了二十节。
And here verse 20.
证实这事的说。
He who testifies to these things says,
看啊，我必快来。阿们，主啊，愿意来。但愿主耶稣的恩多多的加给所有的圣徒。
Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是我们到明年，我们还有一次福音的奥秘第五讲就结束了。
So, brothers and sisters, we will have the fifth sharing on the mystery of the gospel next year, and then I will truly wrap up the topic.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
Please bow your head. We will have a word of prayer.
天父，满心感谢，满心赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we're full of praises and thanksgiving.
愿这些话都是出于你的。
Let all these words be from you.
愿没有一句话是突然返回的。
Let none of the word return void.
亲爱的主，我们原本都是与基督无关的，在以色列国民以外的，在诸约应许，我们都是局外人，活在世上是没有指望，也是没有神的人。
Dear Lord, we were alienated from Christ. We were strangers to the commonwealth of Israel, and we had no hope in this world.We have nothing to do with Christ.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们赞美主，敬拜主。
We thank you and praise you.
主啊，今天我们成了何等的人，都是你的恩所造成的。
Today we have become what we are. It is all because of your grace.
感谢主，基督的奥秘就是外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。我们在基督里成了荣耀的盼望。基督在我们里面成了。
The mystery of the gospel is that you have become Christ in us, the hope of glory. What are the riches of this mystery that you desire all to know?
主啊，当然我们有这样一个荣耀盼望的，我们能够没有玷污，无可指责，能够安然的见主。
May all of us who have this glory hope in us.Will be blameless and innocent, and we will be found in peace when we see him.
我们也能够效法基督，做很久忍耐，作为我们得救的因缘。
And also, we will imitate Christ that the long suffering of the Lord is our salvation.
感谢主，你必快来。
Thank the Lord, you are coming.
我愿你来。
Lord, come.
愿主的恩多多的加给我们。
May the grace of the Lord be multiplied to us.
祷告祈求，信耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。
We pray and ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.